Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechet Mayit Katan, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Dalit. Ein Kaisvin Story Chai B'Mayit. If I want to borrow money from my friend, Reuven, can you please lend me $100? Reuven says, okay, let's write down a shtar that you owe me the money. Now, this is not an emergency. If I say to Reuven, we'll write the shtar right after Yom Tov, but can you please give me the money now? So we wait till after Yom Tov. Now, if the Malva doesn't trust the Loiva, Reuven says, listen, I can't trust you. Unless we have a shtar, I can't give you the money. What happens if after Yom Tov, I'm going to say, okay, let's write the shtar, and you're going to say, money? I owe you money? Since when? Oisha ein loy ma yoichel, or let's say, the cipher who would write this shtar has nothing to eat. And chalamayit. And if we write the shtar, he's going to get paid for it. So reza yichtev. Under these two circumstances, it is mutter to write the shtar chayiv. Now, in the case of Einam Aminai, he doesn't trust me, so the heter is because it's a Dover HaAvid. I need the money, and I need the money now in Chalamayit. Maybe after Yom Tov I won't find anyone. Or it could be because after Yom Tov I won't find anyone that's willing to lend me money. In the other case, we're Ein Lemayachol, so there's no emergency. My friend Reuven is more than willing to trust me with the money and say we're going to write up the Shtar Chayiv right afterwards. The heter is Mitzad the Sofer. We want to write it so that the cipher should be able to make money. Vayitra says the Mishnah ain't kaisvin svarim tefillin umezuzais b'mayit. When we say svarim over here, the reference is to Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. So this is a chiddush. Even Sifrei Torah, even tefillin and mezuzas, you can't write it on chalamayit. And the answer is no. Vayitra zak to Mishnah the ain magiyin ois achas. You can't even fix a single letter. Let's say there's supposed to be a resh. Instead, it's a dalet. All you have to do is erase the, like, the top right part a little bit to turn it back into a resh and make it curvy. No, can't do it. Afilu b'sefer Ezra. Even if we're talking about the Sefer Torah that Ezra HaSofer himself wrote. There's another girsa. Not Ezra with an aleph at the end, but Azara with a hey at the end. In other words, even if this is the Sefer Torah that was in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, the Sefer Torah that the Kohen Gadol read with on Yom Kippur, it's Tzarchei Rabbim. But it doesn't have to be done now, during Chol Hamayit. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kaisav adam tefillin umezuzas laatzmai." I want to write myself a pair of tefillin, or I want to write a mezuzah for my own door. That's okay, as long as I don't do it for business to sell to others. Sakta mishlevaiter v'toyva al yirechay tchelas letzitzes. If you want to spin the tchelas for tzitzes, you like put it over your thigh, and you kind of shake it with your hand until it begins to like turn into a thread on its own. But you can't spin it in the normal way, in your hand between your fingers, or using some type of a tool. So here Rabbi Yehuda says you have to do it with a shinui. How come when it comes to writing your own personal tefillin or mezuzah, you don't have to do it with a shinui? So the Taisus Yom Tov explains B'Shem Taisus, because you can't write with a shinui. The writing of tefillin or mezuzah has to be a perfect straight writing. But spinning the tchelas, that you could do with a shinui, not in the normal way, so we have you do it that way. So we learned in our Mishnah Dalet, that you can't write a shtar chayiv b'mayit if I ask Reuven to please lend me $100. So we should try to make up that we'll write up the shtar chayiv. You're supposed to write a shtar chayiv. You're not supposed to give someone money without a shtar. But we make up, being that it's chol hamayit, we'll write it up afterwards, after Yom Tov. If Reuven doesn't trust me, or we have a cipher who needs the money, he needs the parnas, he doesn't have what to eat, then we write it. Furthermore, we learned in our Mishnah, you can't even write svarim. Sifrei Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or Tefillin and Mezuzahs during Chol Hamayit. We don't fix a single letter, not even the Sefer Ezra. Some say not even in the Sefer that was in the Azara. Rabbi Yehuda says as long as you're writing it for yourself, it's okay. As long as you're not writing it for business, you can write it on Chol Hamayit. When it comes to making the Tcheles, Rabbi Yehuda says, here, you can do it with a Shinui, so rather do it. So if you want the Tzitzis on Chol Hamayit, so do it with a Shinui. Do it not in the normal way.